utility OH, toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We're going to go into your phone calls to start things out here tonight. Got a couple of interesting audio clips. A little unusual for Free Talk Live, but sometimes I do hear things that I want to share. So we'll be doing that in a little while. And of course, we're going to have to talk about Ron Paul's performance, or lack thereof, or however you want to look at it, in the New Hampshire primaries. That's all on the way. Your calls come first. Let's talk to Roger in Iowa on the AMP line. Roger, you're on Free Talk Live.
Evening, Ian and Wayne and Mark. How you guys doing tonight?
Super.
Hey,
what's
Roger
on your mind?
I've been better.
First thing I want to say is congratulations to New Hampshire. They did a good job. I'm from Iowa, and we were having downheartedness, too, with only our 10%. But, you know, it's he's a candidate that's never really been heard much before, you know, and it's, mm-hmm. it's a lot of education that has to go on with people when you're actually in the in the process and everything. So
yeah, well, I wish he was 52 instead of 72.
Well, I think everyone does.
Yeah, it would have been nice. So I was sitting watching the TV, just going, "Oh God, come on! It's got to get better. It's got to get better." But you know,
it didn't. It actually got worse. At one point earlier, it was 10%, and then it dropped.
It was 14% at one point.
Yeah,
and there's areas, precincts reporting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts tonight, Roger, beyond that?
Originally, what I was calling in for is I listen to the podcast quite a bit here out in Iowa. I'm the precinct captain for, or the county chair, actually, for Jasper County in Iowa for the Ron Paul Group when I was there. And you guys were talking about the Iowa caucus process and how it actually worked. And you're talking about where independents couldn't cross over and vote with either Republican or Democrat. In Iowa, they actually could.
Yeah, I was mistaken on that. Yeah. I did say that one time.
Someone clarified that.
Right. So that what we learned, though, what happened was Obama actually was calling independents and Republicans, and he got a record amount of people coming to voting for him, and we were really counting on the independents in Iowa. And what happened in Iowa is the campaign actually didn't call independents, they were just calling Republicans. And I was actually at the headquarters a couple of times because on the straw poll we did during the summer, I was actually part of that also. We found that the Republicans, you just couldn't educate them enough, quick enough. So yeah. We told them to just forget about them and just worry on the independents and bring over the Democrats, because a lot of the people that were even in our meetup groups were Democrats that crossed over that heard the message and loved that kind of thing.
Last night we were talking to a gentleman on the, I guess it was a television show that we were on, Joe Gibbs' show in Manchester, and he was from the Dennis Kucinich campaign, and we were talking about health care. We first had gone from stroking Dennis and being the anti-war campaign and that whole thing. And then somebody brought up healthcare, and you know we can't really not discuss it from our point of view. We're not going to be nice. Just
it was easier to go after that dude than it was his wife.
Yeah, it was easier than Dennis Kucinich's wife, who's just damn hot. So he was talking about healthcare and saying we were the only industrial nation on the planet that didn't have socialized medicine and blah blah blah. And I'm like, and I explained, yeah, and they call my show all the time and complain how bad socialized medicine is in their country. People beg me to help them get over here to America where they don't have it. People pull out their teeth in England with pliers rather than go to the dentist. And, at some point or another, I explained to him, you've got it. Fine. Let's say that socialized medicine is the greatest thing on earth, but I don't want to participate, and I don't. The only way, and I decide I'm not going to pay my taxes. What are you going to have to do? You're going to have to send guys with guns after me to kidnap me and put me and imprison me. That's not a good system. That's not a voluntary system. The guy seemed to get it right there on television. Like his face went, oh my God, I'm a violent thug. And it seems like Jason from SACL CAI says he has great success converting liberals and terrible success converting conservatives, because conservatives, you can't use that argument. They could really care less who they're hurting.
Right, conservatives, they love the law and order mentality. It's what they're all about. This is a nation of laws. You must respect the law.
Yeah, and they feel that as long as it's justified or righteous, that you can force anybody to do whatever you want them to, whereas liberals tend to have more of a conscience.
Well, and that's really what we found, too, with the evangelicals that showed up. They're even more strong-headed about, you know, we got to save the world for Christianity kind of thing. I mean, they get up and they have this thought process of trying to think of it in that respect. Yep. They're even more strong-headed, and they're a lot of the conservative Republicans that are like that, too.
For them, it's like a holy war. For them, they've been fooled into believing that the Islamic folk are out there to kill them, and they must kill the Islamic folk first.
Right. They're shod in the armor of God with the sword of the Spirit in their hand, and they're ready to kill.
They forgot all about, you know, Jesus and the whole turn the other cheek thing, I guess.
Yeah, and when Pat Robertson endorsed Giuliani, the first thing I thought was, boy, he must be more afraid of terrorists than he is of God.
He is.
Roger, any other thoughts for us tonight?
Well, yeah, that pretty much is. Other than I was going to add on that I have a good friend in Kansas. When you were talking about the Christians wanting to kill the Muslims, I've had such long conversations with him saying, that's what we need to do because they're such an evil race kind of thing. And I'm going,
that's what he's saying.
You got to be kidding me. I told him, I go, what would Jesus do? I mean, just think about your Christianity and your true belief of Christianity of Jesus' love to other people. I mean, how can you say a thing like that? It blows me away.
Well, you can say it because you're sort of insulated in this country, or like, I guess he's been insulated from anyone that he knew of that followed Islam. I mean, there's so many regular people out there that you interact with on a daily basis in your business and in your social interactions that may be Muslim, they may be Islamic, and you wouldn't necessarily know because they don't shout it from the rooftops. They aren't actively trying to convert you, and these people have just believed everything they've been fed by the mainstream media and the politicians.
Right, and then they don't realize that the Muslims are doing the same thing on the other end at times, too.
The extreme people are always going to be, you know, guilty of being extreme.
But it's a good way to instill fear in people so you can control the agenda.
That's right.
Exactly.
Roger, great call tonight, man. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'd love to hear from you, your analysis of the New Hampshire primary results, or, you know, where we are through this point in time. I have a few things to say. Michael Hampton from Homeland Stupidity did a write-up today called Live Free or Don't. There's a couple of things I wanted to highlight from that. And also there's a burnout story as well. And I told you about this. I've warned you, be prepared. But apparently some people didn't prepare. Even some of our listeners on the RBBS were not prepared enough for this. We'll share one of their stories here in a moment as well. But from HomelandStupidity.us, Michael Hampton breaking down his thoughts on the New Hampshire primary, saying that he has mixed feelings. And interestingly, he said that, he says the other candidate with a significant out-of-state supporter presence was Ron Paul. Though there were significant differences, Hillary and Obama paid their supporters to come here, while Ron Paul's supporters came here on their own dime and the dimes of other real supporters who couldn't make it and are sleeping in places like my kitchen and living room, while the other candidates paid staffers masquerading as grassroots supporters keep the local hotels doing a brisk business. Along with those three, I met a man who lives here and told me he supports Ron Paul, but didn't vote for him because he felt the fix was in on the election and his vote wouldn't have counted anyway. So he didn't vote for anybody. He just didn't vote because he figured, whatever, it's not going to get counted. They're going to screw the election up.
Well, I wonder why he thought that.
Well, he says, I half-heartedly tried to convince him otherwise, but since the polls had already closed, it was a bit late for it to do any good. Perhaps the fix is in. I read an anecdotal report, and Wayne, you apparently have read this same report, from some people in the town of Sutton, New Hampshire, who claim to have voted for Ron Paul there, while the precinct results show no votes for Ron Paul. How do you explain that one?
Does not compute.
1-800-259-9231.
Diebold Opti scanners?
Well, that could be it, and who knows. But really, does it matter in the long run? Because we aren't ever going to be the ones counting those votes. There's more to say about this campaign. Was it a failure? Is it a success? What do you think? 800-259-9231. Are you going to throw in the towel and give up on liberty and freedom? We'll talk about it. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, do enjoy those on us. They include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, go and grab them up for free right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. Going back, by the way, for an entire year. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Today, businesses, banks, healthcare providers, landlords, utilities, and educational institutions And I would also say video stores. The video store sent a piece of mail to one of my former tenants because he was late with his payments. So they sent it to collections. Anyway, lots of businesses are being plagued by a burgeoning rate of consumers who have failed to pay their bills. You might believe this debt only affects those industries and businesses. However, when people don't pay their bills, all consumers pay the penalties, which are manifest through increased prices everywhere. So if you have or know of any businesses that require assistance with collections, tell them to call the professionals at SACL CAI for a no-obligation, no-cost proposal. SACL CAI repositions companies to zero in on principal operations and regain their financial foundation. See their banner right there at the top of the page at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. Talking about Ron Paul, the election yesterday, the primary here in New Hampshire, Iowa as well, a few days ago. And a lot of people are sad. A lot of people very disappointed. Mark, you would be one of those. You were at least one of those people. I don't know how you're feeling today. Where do you currently stand, sir?
I you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, how sad am I? You know, maybe 4, 5, something like that. I mean, I'm not ready to slit my wrists or anything like that. But I'm not really believing in the political process very much right now.
Well, I can certainly understand that, Mark, and I can empathize with you.
And
on
I really expected, Ron Paul to be
20%.
Yeah, I doubt I was.
I love it. Somebody posted a message on our forum saying that, Mark predicted 20%, and then someone else responded, Mark also thought the Wii wasn't going to do very well, the Nintendo Wii. Wayne, how do you feel about yesterday?
I'm saddened about it, and at the same time, I've known all along that, you know, he's up against huge, huge obstacles. When you're an anti-establishment candidate, then you've got some huge momentum against you. And I try to put in perspective and say that this game is really a marathon; it's not a sprint.
Right.
And we've come so far, so fast. You have to expect not to win the first time. It's like in sports. You have a team that almost makes it. They're a young team, and, mm-hmm. and they get denied the first year. Well, the second year, they come roaring back, and they blow everybody away because they get more conviction, and they get better at what they do. So I think there's better days ahead for us, and I think this is just the beginning.
Of course, it's probably unlikely Ron Paul's going to come back in another 4 years and give it another try.
Somebody will step forward. I think he's inspired thousands, if not millions, of people.
I think you're right. And I think that's why what people need to look at here is that, okay, yeah, it was only 8%, but that's also better than any Libertarian candidate has ever done in the history, at least presidential candidates, in the history of the Libertarian Party.
And you know what? The primaries aren't over yet either.
No. Again, yeah, you're right. It's not even over. So this is just the very beginning. There's still millions of dollars in the bank for Ron Paul and still hundreds of thousands more coming in on a daily basis. So, you know, it's just still in the very early stages. And even if it were over right now, even if Ron Paul did bow out tomorrow, it would still be successful because he has brought in so many new people to this movement. And it's like we were talking about earlier, you never know who that next person is going to be that you touch with this message. You never know who it is that is going to perk up when they hear the message of freedom and liberty and get excited. But we're going to get to an email here, or rather a bulletin board post from one of our listeners and someone who should know better. About burnout, political burnout, and we'll give you a real taste for what it feels like, what the attitude is like, and what you really need to be prepared for. But first, we go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Ziggy across the pond in the UK. Ziggy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Ziggy.
I have a question, and I think it needs to be asked. Is the New Hampshire voters' rejection of Ron Paul a rejection of wholesale libertarianism?
You know, that's a good question. I didn't do any exit polling, so obviously I'm just going to speculate based on my opinions. And that is that I haven't actually seen the numbers. I did sort of look at a general, I did real quickly add them up in my head, and it seems like only a few hundred thousand people in New Hampshire actually voted, which means that there were several hundred thousand people that didn't vote. As usual, I mean, when it comes to elections, it's very difficult to get most people out to vote. In this case, most people didn't vote, just as it usually is. So I'm pretty certain that the reason why most people didn't vote was because they didn't know there was someone worth voting for. They're usually a lot of people that are completely jaded to the system. We've heard from many of them who've said things like, you know, Ron Paul cured my apathy. Well, apparently not enough people were paying attention to have their apathy cured in the first place.
It is it is a case of getting people into voting booths, which is always the problem. However, I do agree a lot that he has definitely woken a lot of people up.
And he'll continue to.
That gives hope for the future.
Absolutely. And again, of the people who voted, you're still probably looking at the hardcore party politics people. You're still looking at the core political junkies and their, very close friends that are going to come out and vote. I can do the breakdown here maybe during the next break and take a look at the actual area where we live and try to get some idea as to whether or not more people actually bothered to turn out for this. Than, for instance, might have turned out for one of the municipal elections.
Also, do you give any credence about these stories floating around about electoral fraud?
Well, we've heard some interesting claims. Wayne, what was it that, was it Sutton?
Yes, Sutton? I guess there was a town here in New Hampshire that showed no votes for Ron Paul, but then some people have stepped forward and said they voted for him in that town. And there's been a lot of people now that are saying that this does not make any sense, since Ron Paul has won every straw poll in the state by a large margin, and he's got a lot of money from this from people in the state. So we're still looking, and I'd love to hear from anybody who might have an explanation for this, because I sure can't justify it. I mean, there's just something doesn't smell right here.
But I say to everyone, do not give up hope.
I agree.
He never dies.
Very good.
That's right.
Any other thoughts?
Yes, one quick thing about here in the UK. The BBC did actually interview Rand Paul, and the interviewer said, "Oh, but we don't have anyone like your father over in the UK. The only thing is, I've met the guy who interviewed Rand Paul."
Mm-hmm.
and I was just sitting there going, "You do. You just don't look hard enough."
Right. Well, I mean, did he mean in politics or just anyone in general?
He said there was no, political organization, which is a lie. There are. Mm-hmm. They're small.
Right.
Yes, but they're out there.
For now.
Right. Well, it's convenient for them to just blow you off as though you aren't there, because
yeah.
You haven't made a dent in anything, and there are a lot of little political organizations, and so they don't really have any interest in being honest.
I do actually suggest to anybody, go and look at the Libertarian Alliance website. There's an awful lot of publications on there about libertarianism.
Very good.
And you can get them, most of them for free if you have a PDF reader.
That's a UK Libertarian Alliance, right?
Yep, that's right.
Very good, Ziggy. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. We'd love to hear from you, your thoughts on the election, your thoughts on last night, New Hampshire primary, Ron Paul, 8%. He didn't even do as well as he did in Iowa. Is that a bad thing? Well, maybe. But is the whole campaign a bad thing? Not at all. It's been an unqualified success. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that the yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel
cure it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. 1126, or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Talk Live. Your show. You bring up anything toll free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
Ed Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away. The wiki's over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. WIKI.freetalklive.com. Sort of talking about the Ron Paul campaign, the results from New Hampshire. Is it over? Is liberty dead in America? Some people have really had some outrageous reactions to this, and we're going to get into the political burnout factor here and give you a BBS post that really just spells out exactly how burnout can feel to people. That way you can be prepared for it, or maybe better handle it if you yourself are experiencing some of it. I can understand where you're coming from if you are, and we'll get into that in detail. But first, we go to the phones, where Julie is on the line in New Hampshire. Julie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hi, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, hi there. I'm just calling to give you a little bit of information about what I saw going on in Manchester at my voting ward.
Okay.
Yesterday, all day. I was there several times. I did vote for Ron Paul, and I wanted
Excellent.
To say that I was a little disappointed that I saw no one holding signs for Ron Paul there except for me and my children.
That's a shocker. That doesn't make sense to me, because the Operation For Your Die people should have been out there. I don't know where they were,
yeah.
But they weren't in Keene either.
I was there from 6 to 8:30 a.m., again from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., from 3 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., and again from 5 to after 8 p.m., they did extend the hours because there were so many new voters waiting in line who hadn't registered.
Hmm.
And actually, that is what I wanted to tell you guys, is I saw minivans, SUVs full of people pulling up, and there were no political bumper stickers or signs. They were getting in line. They were being told to get their information out. They were from the Hillary campaign.
Really?
And I really, really want to know what proof that they showed that they lived in state, because there are rules about proof of domicile in New
right.
Hampshire.
You don't have to show proof.
Right.
Oh,
the,
yes,
the rules are very open in New Hampshire.
No,
pretty much.
You have to show proof of domicile.
No, you don't. No,
yes,
I've done
do.
It. No, I can tell you, I've done it. I mean, look, I'm not trying to be disagreeable here. I walked in and told them I need to register to vote. And they told me, well, you need to have some sort of bill or some sort of proof of
right.
domicile.
And that's what
well, hold on now,
asking.
Julie. Hold on. And here's what happened. I said, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that. Because honestly, I didn't. And they said, well, you can sign this affidavit that claims you live here.
Right. And, that what I'm saying is that is all they were doing. The lines
right.
were around the block last night.
So that's no proof. That means that anybody can come in here from anywhere, sign that affidavit of domicile, and vote as though they actually live here in New Hampshire.
Right, right. However, when I was, when I came in, I had to have a license. I didn't have my license yet. And, this was, 5 years ago when I moved here. But they expected all this other stuff that I'd have to have a license for first. And, I went through the whole rigmarole. But yesterday is what I'm saying. They're supposed to have these proofs. They were not asking these people. They had lines out the door.
Wow.
And they were just asking people, okay, say that, yes, you affirm you're a New Hampshire resident and you intend to stay here or whatever. I overheard it. And they're all just signing it away, and they're going in. And they were, I'd say for the most part, they were Hillary voters. And at the time, in the afternoon, when I was there around 3 p.m., and Obama, now you're not allowed to say anything about your chosen candidate at the polling place. However, mm-hmm. you are allowed to stand there and just hold a sign, okay?
Right.
This was Ward 9. It was Bishop Leo O'Neill Center, Youth Center on 30 South Elm Street.
We'll take your word for it.
And it was a house right across the street from the parking lot where a bunch of young men, they looked like college students, were all, holding Obama signs and yelling, Obama, Obama!
Mm-hmm.
Someone holding an Obama sign at this voting poll raised his sign in the air and went, woo! And then right away, Hillary supporter came over and said, he has to leave right now. And she went around getting somebody to get this guy to leave.
That's nonsense.
It was nonsense.
I've done sign holding outside one of the precincts here in Keene, and you're allowed to talk to people. You're allowed to say hi to them and that
sort of
thing.
At least they didn't say, you're allowed to talk to people. They didn't say, don't talk to anybody about your candidate. They never asked.
Oh, no, they talked to me. Actually, a Hillary supporter held the door for me and said, thanks for coming out this afternoon. And I said, yeah, you're welcome. Ron Paul brought me out. But the fact is that all the guy did was raise his sign a little and go, woo!
Out of control.
And the Hillary supporters got on this guy, went to some kind of, regulatory person and said, he has to leave. He has to leave. Kick him out.
So where do you think these people were being bussed in from? Massachusetts?
Yes, I don't know where they were coming from. Many of them were, I'm 35. Many of these guys, most of them were men, actually. They were, talking about Hillary. And I really wondered where they were coming from.
That's bizarre.
And as my children also did the kids vote. They voted for Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
We were just waiting around after I put back in my, I'm a independent, so I had to go back through and put my ballot in to have me, declared as undeclared again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have
and
to wash your hands.
I overheard them talking, and they're all just talking about Hillary. So I really had to wonder where they were coming from.
Very suspicious, Julie. And thank you for the call and the analysis tonight and your input. Really appreciate it, because that's just another one. That's another tick mark on the tally of possible voting fraud, possible some scams going on out there.
But I don't have this all prepared very well or anything like that, but I've heard people, libertarians, talk about how they don't like the controls on people voting and that kind of thing. But this is a perfect example of why somebody needs to prove where they live in order to vote in a particular precinct, and they shouldn't be able to vote in some other precinct or anything like that. They should have to produce a photo ID, and that's all there is to
it. They
do
have to produce a photo ID.
No, I didn't produce a photo ID yesterday.
What?
No.
Oh, you mean when you're voting, but you have to produce a photo ID when you register.
Anybody could have walked in yesterday and said they were me.
That much is true.
As long as their gender was correct, likely.
You're right about that. That's, again, I agree with you, Mark. If you're going to have voting, then there should be some sort of, some level of verification. Because then if you had walked in and said, well, I didn't come in earlier, if they said, oh, I'm sorry, Mark, you had already voted earlier according to our records, and you said, well, no, I just woke up. I did not come in.
Here's my ID.
Right. Then what would they do?
They would tell you that you couldn't vote.
That's what I would think.
Yeah, you'd have to go up the chain of command then.
That's going to take months. So I'm in total agreement with you there, Mark. 800-259-9231. We continue with your calls and talk to Mike in Florida. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Guys.
Hey, what's on your mind, sir?
Hello?
Hi, what's on your mind tonight?
Sorry. I'm calling about Ron Paul, and you'll have to excuse me. I've never called a radio show before. I'm a
That's
little
all right. Curious. Not a problem.
And, you know, I actually made my first political donation ever to Ron Paul last week. And, you know, it's been really encouraging. You know, Liberty Movement's picked up a lot of pace. People my age are starting to get turned on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's starting to feel like it's like almost, you know, the movement's almost peaked. And I may be saying that prematurely, but, you know, the media has just shut him down.
Yeah.
And you know, 75% of the people out there have blinders on. They've been conditioned to, if you're not the establishment candidate, don't waste your vote on him. I mean, if I had a nickel for every time somebody said to me, oh, you're wasting your vote, why would you waste your vote? You know, it's that kind of defeatist attitude that, you know, I may be displaying right now in my worries about Ron Paul that really is the main obstacle.
You know what I tell people that say that to me? I say the lesser of two evils is still evil.
I agree.
And I don't think it's going to matter. Now, so what are we going to get? The Republicans are going to get a pet rock candidate that's going to lose to Hillary in the election, and then Hillary's going to get in office, she's going to raise taxes.
And then we're going to have a depression.
Yeah, then we're going to have a depression.
Socialized health care.
Yeah. That'll bankrupt us for sure.
And she's not going to roll back any of the new powers President
no.
Bush
has Oh, no, exactly.
No way. I think she'll be slightly more surreptitious than he is.
She's as big a crook as he is.
Yeah, and then you're going to have all these so-called conservatives sounding like libertarians again.
Well, Mike. All the so-called conservatives are socialists. I mean, it's obvious.
Yeah. Yep, you're absolutely right about that. I say don't get dissuaded. Don't be discouraged. There's a lot of work to be done, and we're only still in the very beginning of this this fight for liberty. Thank you for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. More on the way. Derek's on the line, and Cameron, we'll talk to him and your calls as well. Gene, the Christian anarchist, with his thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of. You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIBDOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org. That's 888-LIBDOLLAR or libertydollar.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ah, the beauty of winter. Freshly fallen snow, horse-drawn sleighs, rosy-cheeked children, carbon monoxide, and winter? Not a pretty picture. But when I come back, I'll tell you all about it. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Carbon monoxide can be an unwelcomed and deadly guest on holiday trips. And damaged exhaust systems can route this poison right to your car's passenger cabin. During winter, you're likely to drive with windows rolled up, trapping lethal carbon monoxide fumes inside. Because this gas is colorless and odorless, victims are unaware they're being poisoned until it's too late. So if your exhaust is hissing, take your car in immediately. But make sure carbon monoxide doesn't hitch a holiday ride by having your system checked before there's a problem. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features we give away. Enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, go buy some Free Talk Live stuff. Head over to store.freetalklive.com. You can grab T-shirts, hats, hoodies. We've even got some products that don't even have our logo on them. They've got the Free Marketeer logo, which is an original Free Talk Live design. You'll find all that and more, including DVD Classic Archive Collector sets going all the way back to our original radio days, back when we were just on one radio station. You can find all that. store.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Getting another confirmation on the claims of Julie earlier, Julie in New Hampshire, who had called in to say that she was out all day long at a voting precinct in Manchester, and she saw vans pull up with no political stickers on them whatsoever, saw vans pull up, people pile out, and they went in and registered to vote that day. And, of course, it's pretty easy to register to vote here in New Hampshire. You don't really have to prove very much of anything. She alleged that they were all going in and voting for Hillary. My buddy Bob Garrett, mentor, he just sent me an instant message confirming that others have been saying similar things, had been going on at other Manchester, or not Manchester, but other New Hampshire voting precincts with just these busloads of people coming by.
I just find it really interesting that the two so-called warmongering candidates won in this state when just 2 years ago, the state of New Hampshire pretty much cleaned out their state house because they were upset about the war.
Yeah.
You know, Very interesting.
We talk about it all the time, how the Republicans lie. Well, you know, the Democrats have lied, too.
Sure.
They got ushered in 2006 in order to get us out of this war, and here it is 2 years later, and nothing's changed.
You know, if they wanted to, they could take that van load. They could take van loads of people from precinct to precinct. And they could,
all they have to do is file an affidavit.
Right. They could file an affidavit at one precinct, then go to the next precinct, file an affidavit there, then go to the next precinct, and they could do it all day long.
And by 7:15, they're out of the state, and they'll never come back.
Yeah, well, let's climb inside their heads for a minute. Now, obviously, maybe each person could have a list of names, and they would check them off, you know, as they go, and they probably only do it in bigger cities where they could be more anonymous and they wouldn't be noticed as much. Because a small town, people would notice.
They know,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway.
So, Manchester, that explains why it was happening there.
Yeah, and you probably, maybe Concord, maybe.
Because there was no line in Keene. When we went to vote in Keene, there was nobody. Like, you know, there was a few people in there, but just the usual amount.
Yeah, this is purely hypothetical, but I always like to climb into the inside of the head of somebody who might be doing something
sure.
like that to see, you know, this is how I would do it. even though I'd never do something like that, obviously.
Yeah, that's the problem with the libertarians. They're too damn principled. Those Operation Live Free or Die guys could have piled into a van and done the same thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, 800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls. Your thoughts on the New Hampshire primary, the Ron Paul campaign. Are you depressed? Are you disappointed? Are you still excited? Are you somewhere in between? Me, I expected that, you know, he wasn't going to win. I expected that much. I didn't know how he was going to do. I didn't want to really throw it out there. I thought he'd do better than 8%. I thought for sure he'd do better than Iowa. But that's the only, that was really the only prediction I made. And, you know, I, of course, prepare myself for this sort of thing because this is a long, hard slog. This is not going to be an easy win at any point. And
doesn't look like voting's going to do it.
No, it sure doesn't look like that. We can come back and talk more about inside the system versus outside the system effectiveness and all of that. But we've got your phone calls first. We go to Derek in Cameron, Texas, listening on KTAE. Hey, Derek.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for being here. What's on your mind?
Well, I volunteered myself to be precinct delegate for Ron Paul, and I'm encouraging my wife to be county delegate. We live in a rural part of Texas, you know, and we're planning on visiting the senior centers with our Ron Paul fisher and giving our spill, and, you know, I would like to encourage other people to consider doing the same.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, we should also remember that there are plenty of candidates who ran for president who didn't win in Iowa, didn't win in New Hampshire, and ended up winning the election. And so, Ron Paul, this isn't over yet.
There's a lot of other races out there, and people need to keep that in mind. It's over here in New Hampshire, but it's not over everyplace else.
Right, and if we're going to live up to our principles, we're going to fight and fight and fight. And you know, regardless of the outcome in 2012, looking ahead, I don't want to get too far ahead, but it's going to come. And when it comes, I would like Ron's son, Rand, who's an extremely well-spoken man, to consider or maybe have other people to urge him to consider throwing his name in politics, because this movement is going to continue to grow in 2009, 2010. And, you know, I'd just like to throw that out there to you guys.
Yeah. I agree.
I think it's a fine idea. I don't know how receptive he'll be toward it. I don't know him. We met him briefly the other day, and he seemed like a nice guy.
Who isn't receptive to being president?
I'm not interested in that sort of a gig.
Well, maybe not. I wouldn't be interested in campaigning, but
you know what we need?
I bet we'd
take the job if somebody offered it to you.
No, thanks.
You know what? We need more Ron Pauls in Congress first, because even if you had a president that wasn't pro-liberty, if you had enough people like Ron Paul in Congress, they could negate any president that might be up to no good.
Yeah.
So we need to start thinking about who we want to vote for Congress. And over time, you know, even locally, that we'll espouse the same principles as Ron Paul.
Derek, any other thoughts tonight?
Well, I think that's going to happen. I think that both parties, believe it or not, are sooner or later, you know, as our dollar slides and everything else happens, both parties are going to adopt Ron Paul ideas. I think it's going to certainly go into the Democrat Party and the Republican Party. And if we're out there pushing it and demanding it, it will happen. But it only happens if you and I believe it, we all believe it, and we get out and we do something about it.
Right. You can't stop now. Thanks for the call, Derek. 800-259-9231 to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hi, guys.
Hey, you're on the amp line. What's on your mind, sir?
I want to encourage everybody to get out there and get busy. This is not the time to sit down and whine and cry and feel all sorry for yourself. We got work to do. We want to get this guy out there, and he is. Like I said before, this is a snowball that's rolling, and the snowball hasn't stopped rolling.
Nope.
It's still growing, and everybody I talk to, they're encouraged to hear that there's a guy like this. They're usually surprised to learn that anybody like this exists.
Yes, I think you're right. I think there's a significant percentage of America that has no idea Ron Paul even exists. Despite the attention he's gotten, it hasn't been very much. I mean, in comparison to the other candidates, I think I read somewhere, maybe it was the Lou Rockwell blog today, that Ron Paul, even though he got 8% of the vote in New Hampshire, has really only gotten about 3% of the coverage in comparison to the other Republican candidates. So,
right. You
know, while it's great that he's been on the Tonight Show and all that, still, it's a drop in the bucket compared to what those other guys are getting. And so he's still relatively invisible to most of America. Yeah, they might see the signs, but if you just see a political sign, that doesn't get you interested. You don't care.
Right.
Who the hell's that? Ron Paul. Oh, just another politician. If you don't know anything else, that's what you'll think if you're jaded to politics.
You know, more people are learning every day, and something I've learned in business is nothing can replace word of mouth. And this is a word of mouth campaign. People are excited about it. We don't care what the polls show. This guy is the true deal, and the more that people learn about him, the more he's going to get excited. And I want to say that this thing is like the 60s. It's almost like the 60s all over again. This thing is a movement. It's not just people. And politics is politics. And voter fraud did occur. Voter fraud is going to occur. Voter fraud has occurred in every election that ever has existed.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you that Ron Paul got cheated out of at least 100% of his votes. He probably got double of what he's registering at. And I can guarantee you that they cheated at it. And I can guarantee you they're going to keep cheating at it. So the only thing we can do is overwhelm them with such numbers that even their cheating is going to make a difference.
I think we can also look to what Ron Paul has said and maybe take some alternative tactics. I mean, even Mark is sitting here with his hand on his head looking a little bit glum because
he's also sick from the, being out. Cut me a little slack.
Well, he's also, but you have been pretty down and disappointed over all of this, and you're feeling a little bit like maybe the political system isn't necessarily going to be the solution. And as I've said, it's certainly not the most efficient. I think it's still worth playing in. I think it's still worth squeezing for all it's worth.
Yeah.
But even Ron Paul has made it very clear that Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks are Gandhi, are three of his heroes because they engaged in civil disobedience. Now, that's not something Ron Paul's going to do, but he's touted it. He's suggested it. He's endorsed it. Let's get more civil disobedience going on in this country.
Politics is dirty pools, guys.
Sure
and
is.
We need to play dirty pool out there. We need to get out there. We need to spray paint on bridges. We need to do whatever it takes. I mean, just get out in the middle of the night and do a little graffiti. Whatever it takes, we've got to get this information out.
I'm not sure it's a good idea, Gene. I mean, I think some people don't like that at all.
That's really tongue-in-cheek. But what I'm saying is get out there and use your head and find some ways to get this promoted.
Very good, Gene.
Even if you have to bend a few rules to do it.
Absolutely. Thanks for the suggestion.
Put the signs up, but at least let them, even if it's against the rules to put the signs up. We've seen all kinds of communities that don't want you putting a political signs. Put them up anyway.
800-259-9231, the number for you to take control of the airwaves. Hour two is coming up. Burnout will give you a real-life example of it here in moments.
Let's face it. The political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.